filling people's heads with useless doctrines, worthless doctrines, doctrines that don't lead you to godliness, that do not make you righteous, that do not turn you from the ungodliness and wickedness of the world unto his glorious kingdom. They do not put your mind in heaven. They do not, change you. They do not renew your mind. Their end is destruction. It makes me think of 2 Thessalonians. That they all might be damned that believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Their God is their belly. Belly. Figuratively, the inner part of the man. The heart, the center of his being. Center of his being. Center of who he is. Their God is within them, made after their own image. And it comes out in everything they say. When they start talking about God, it's like, oh, God wants this. This is the way God wants to deal with us. He wants us to love him. He wants us to choose him freely, blah, 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 blah. All the things they want, all the things that are in their heart, they put into their God. And they are become the instructors of the scriptures. Well, the scriptures seem to be saying this, but I'm telling you, according to my doctrine, what it really means is this. And sometimes I do that, don't I? Yeah, but not like them. Right? Of course I have to say that. Not like them. But I'll readily admit, I could be deceived too. It all seems so clear, doesn't it? Someone's got to be wrong, though. I would, honestly, for the sake of the people, I would hope I was wrong. Because they're all in agreement against me. I would hope I was wrong, that I would be cursed, and that they might live. But God has given me a mind that I can't believe that. So if I'm going to go down to death, I'm going to go down thinking I'm doing right. As do, if they knew what they were doing, they wouldn't have crucified Christ. If they had known what they were, they would not have done it. They would not crucify the Lord of glory if he had revealed to them the hidden wisdom, which I think I have, and which every minister thinks he has. Oh, I got the hidden wisdom. I know the knowledge. I've got Jesus in me. Right? And what makes me different from them? Oh, Paul, you're smart, right? Nah. I mean, I'm intelligent, but I mean, does that make me better? No. Well, Paul, you know a lot in the Word. Yeah, well, so do they. They know a lot of things. They can teach a lot of things. In truth, there is no difference, no earthly difference. I mean, the true difference is in God, whether it's like, no, Paul's my servant. Actually, these guys are just, I don't even know who they are. These are my servants. These are not my servants. The truth lies with him. But you know what? God hasn't worked any miracles by my hands. Me personally. That's why I'm nothing. What has God testified of me? I'm just a man crying out. This is the word of the Lord. This is what God is saying. They mind earthly things. Again, even in their heaven, like I said, when they think of heaven, they think of earth. Donuts. There's like, in heaven, there's a donut table. Oh my God, every kind of donut you could imagine. Oh, and you can eat as many as you want and never get fat. And they have these walls, right? And the walls are these likenesses. This is going to get vile, okay? You may want to cover your children's ears, but I... You know what? And then the wall, and there's likenesses of vaginas. And you pleasure yourself on the wall. Right in the wall there. There's likeness of female sex organs and male sex organs. Not actual virgins or nothing, but it's like, it's a mechanical thing, to pleasure yourself. Because heaven's just all about pleasure. Earthly pleasure. Though, I'll tell you, in truth, it is a pleasurable place. Pleasant. Joy and pleasure forevermore. But it's not the earthly things. I like the, I was looking at verse 20, conversation. You know, a lot of times we say conversation, our conversation in times past, it means behavior, right? But this word means literally a citizenship. Polituma. Like, you know, there's politics in there. Polituma. I mean, our citizenship is in heaven. And that's where we look from, you know, that's our country. We're going to sit down with him in the heavenly places. Remember Ephesians, all the heavenly places and so on? With the Savior, the Lord Jesus. Well, now he's going to change our vile body. That's what we're looking for, that resurrection, the dead. Or for those who, as Paul taught in 1 Thessalonians, which is available. I taught a very important book. But that our, we're going to be changed in the moment and twinkling of an eye. Well, that's from actually 1 Corinthians, but same subject in 1 Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, the resurrection of the dead. He's going to change that body that it might be fashioned like his glorious body. That's wonderful. The interesting, it's a fashioned is not just morpheo, which is to form, right? But it's sumorpheo, which is, it's the word that I said before in another study. It means like co. It means jointly formed or shaped into his body. Meaning formed, when it says fashioned like unto, that's like all taking one word and making it into several words. It means we're going to be jointly formed, formed together to his body. You know, our body is going to be changed like to be like his body. You know, it says we don't know what we will be, but we know we're going to be like him. According to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And I already commented on that. He's able to do far and above, beyond everything we could even ask for. There is this working. He's able to subdue all things. So don't you ever think for a minute he cannot subdue and totally destroy even the sinful nature within you and within me. I'm going to believe that even if it's just the smallest amount of faith. I know this, that when I got the Holy Ghost, there was a lot of doubt. I only had a very little faith, like a flickering flame. Jesus did not put that out and say like, well, you got to come back with more faith, Paul. I've seen other people with a lot more faith who couldn't get the Holy Ghost. They couldn't buy the Holy Ghost. Okay? It doesn't take much faith. What it takes is the grace of God to give it. And sometimes he just likes to make you wait. I don't want to come up with that subject right now. But same thing, we got to wait for resurrection? Well, we got to wait for a lot of things. It's in the process of time. Ultimately, this whole time is just flash. In eternity, this little moment is God just taking a moment out to create sons. Man, that's marvelous.